It's time for a brand new concert experience here on AfterBuzz TV. I have the one and only Shell in the studio. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the concert experience here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV, hit subscribe. We are also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I am honored to be in the studio with the one and only Shell. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, I'm so excited you're here. We're feeling good.
Yes.
We're talking about music. I want to know when you started singing.
I've been singing since I could talk. since I could form words, it's been a melody that followed not shortly after that.
That's awesome. Yeah. When did you know you wanted to be a singer?
I was probably 3 years old telling my parents I wanted to be a singer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was about six. I was running around the house singing at the top of my lungs, and my mom told me that if I was going to continue to run around the house singing at the top of my lungs, that I had to be in voice lessons.
Well, that's great that she did that.
Well, I looked at her and I said, I don't need voice lessons. But I went into voice lessons and I took them for 20 years.
Well, I'm glad that you were a diva at six. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you've mellowed out.
Just a little bit.
You only need to mellow out
right.
A little bit. And so you've been singing in your home, in your mm-hmm. hometown in Missouri, right?
Well, actually, my hometown is Springfield, Illinois. Mm. But I've been living in St. Louis, Missouri for almost 9 years.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a hometown.
Yeah, so
now.
They're both home.
Yeah. How is the music industry over there?
Well, actually, there is an amazing music industry in St. Louis. So many talented musicians. It is very different from probably the music industry here. It's there's definitely not an outlet for pop music there, unless you're going to go see somebody who's coming into town to perform. But locally, there's really not a pop outlet. But there are some amazing local hip-hop and rap acts. There are some amazing local R&B singers. There mm-hmm. are amazing alternative acts. If you want to see jazz music, there is a huge jazz influence in St. Louis. I mean, Chuck Berry's from St. Louis, and he's got a whole venue, Blueberry Hill. It's famous, and it's famous for their food, and he also has a room in there called the Duck Room. It's a venue. I would say that there is a lot of talent in St. Louis. It's just not necessarily for pop.
Yeah, and so your brand of music is an undefinable pop, right? It's this
Definitely.
Genre that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
In the best way. You got a little bit of Rihanna, a little bit of Adele. I definitely feel like the song we were just listening to, Feeling Good, has a little bit of Demi in it. Feels Demi Lovato. Yeah. I love it. And there's a Meghan Trainor in there. Oh, it's so good.
Well, you know, when I was young, my dad is kind of who I get my music influence from. Mm-hmm. He has always loved music, and he's been putting me on to music as long as I can remember. But I remember I was probably around 10, and he was playing a Beck CD for me. And I can't remember the name of the album, but he had done a song in every different genre on the CD, and I said, I want to do that. If I ever make a CD, I want to have every different genre of song. And so I appreciate so many different kinds of music that I wouldn't ever want to be put into one box.
Yeah, and I think that's the right way to do it. And I think that's such an ambitious goal to be like, I'm just going to do all the genres. I'm just going to do them all. And I feel like we're there. You have this new CD, Proof, that's mm-hmm. out now. I have a copy right here. Yeah, for people on YouTube checking it out. And your music does span the genres. And does, you know, have these influences from all of these different musicians. Who do you feel that you get inspired by?
Like a musician?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love Stevie Wonder. I love Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. I love Adele. I do. I love Rihanna. I love Sia. I think mm-hmm. Sia is absolutely incredible. But I don't know. It's just there's too many. There's too many people that I don't spend too much time on one artist because I feel like I'm scatterbrained as a person. So my music taste is also a little scatterbrained.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it, is to scatterbrain the music, because then you get to enjoy all these different things. Your music has amazing, powerful messages in them. Feeling good is a great message to inspire young women everywhere. And I know that that's something that is really important to you.
Yes.
I want to talk about do you write the songs?
I wrote all of my songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you're writing a song, do the lyrics or the music come first?
The music usually comes first.
Okay.
I have producers that I work with that send me music, and typically how I write is I will listen to the song and I'll get a feeling from it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it makes me feel some sort of way immediately, because if you hear you'll hear the first 15 seconds of a song and you'll know it's a party song. It's a feel good song. It's a relaxing song. It's something that I want to listen to when I'm really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I want to listen to when I'm angry. So you know within the first 15 seconds of listening to something how it makes you feel. And so I'll listen to it and I'll let it make me feel a certain way, and I just kind of start singing. And what usually happens is something will stick and I will write around that.
Wow. That's such a powerful music making process. Have you ever had a song where two things stuck and you wrote two songs?
Recently I've been using that as a learning tactic for writing. I actually had never done that, and I was working with a producer who said, I want you to write two different songs to this one track.
Oh, wow.
And it's difficult because once you get a melody in your head for something,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to forget the melody that you already laid down. So I had to kind of try to put that in the back of my head and come up with something completely different. And it helped. It helped a lot to write two different things to it. I think we went with the second version of it.
Oh, wow.
But it's hard to do, but it definitely helps. I think it helps you grow as a writer to be able to make something completely different out of something that you already wrote.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're going on tour.
Yes.
Right? With David Corey from The X Factor.
Yes.
How excited are you to go on tour?
I'm so excited.
Is this your first tour?
This is my first tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to do on the tour?
Oh, I mean, performing first and foremost.
Right.
I'm so excited. It'll be very cool to go to all the different theaters and venues and really get to experience them. But I think the most exciting part for me is traveling. I haven't done a whole lot of traveling the United States, and I'll get to go to all these different states, and I won't have much time in each place, but I think I'll have enough time for me to see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited to do that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Are you going to be singing just your songs? Because you also do some covers.
I do. I haven't fully decided my set list. I know if I do a cover, I'll probably do one cover.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I do want to introduce myself to all the people who are listening.
Yeah.
But as a new artist, I think people want to hear something that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from a listener's perspective, I go to a lot of concerts, and it's always fun for me to hear something that I know all the words to.
Right.
So I'll probably at least do one cover.
I want to talk about a cover that you did, because you have this on your YouTube page, and I'm sure it's serious, but it made me laugh so hard. You did farewell tribute to the Rams, and you sang Adele's "Someone Like You."
Yes,
and your version of Adele's song was beautiful.
Thank you.
But I don't know sport, so I don't feel the same thing that you may have felt.
Well, you know, actually, I hate to admit it, but. We're Raiders fans. my dad's always been a Raiders fan, and my first and only football game I've ever gone to was a Raiders game, and I was young, and my dad drew a pirate eye on me and everything. But nice. But I did feel connected to the Rams. I mean, I live across the street from the Rams Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And being in St. Louis, we have... the Cardinals, we have the Blues, and we have the Rams, and we don't have basketball. So it was a hit to St. Louis when we lost the Rams. I mean, you felt it all over the city. I mean, and people, if you go to Goodwill, you can find heaps and heaps and heaps of Rams t-shirts and sweaters, because I think people felt abandoned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their team abandoned them.
Well, the song was so perfect. Yeah.
So basically, I knew I wanted to do a tribute to the Rams.
And even though you're a Raiders fan.
Yes, even though I'm a Raiders fan. Because I felt connected to it, too. I was like, you left us. That was so rude.
We weren't together, but it's rude that you left.
How dare you do that?
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a funny way to do it. I thought it was funny. A lot of people thought that I was being serious, that I was really that sad about it.
I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe she's a big Rams fan.
No.
But it was a really hilarious video. In a positive, wonderful tribute sort of way.
Yeah.
Speaking of your videos, so your Feeling Good music video has all these different people dancing. I want to know how this video was made. Because I have a theory, and I don't know if it's right.
Ooh.
I told you, I come up with crazy theories, and they're always wrong.
Should we go with the theory first, or do you want to know?
I want to know first.
Okay, you want to know first.
Yeah.
All right, actually, this was the second version of this video.
Okay.
So we did a first version, didn't go as planned, and I came up with the idea for this one. I just, you know... The song is about feeling good,
mm-hmm.
and it's about loving yourself, and I wanted it to omit that. And I have a friend who I grew up with. We've known each other since we were babies, and I was in dance with him when I was 3 years old. He continued to dance. He is now in New York City dancing.
Wow.
And I did not continue to dance. I am a terrible dancer.
That's all right. You can sing. It's fine.
So he said to me that he choreographed dance moves for the first one. And he said, let me know what you need from me. I will do choreography for the second video. And he got 10, 15 people together and danced in the middle of Times Square.
Yeah.
And then... So after this, I contacted the woman who I took dance lessons from with my friend Jacob,
mm-hmm.
When we were toddlers, and she has a school in my hometown. And actually, it was a year before she asked me to sing for their Christmas recital. And I got this crazy idea. I wonder if she would teach all of her kids, because she has kids of all different ages,
mm-hmm.
To a dance to my song. And I contacted her about it, and she was lovely about it. She was just, of course, let me know when you need it, where you want us to be. So I went back to my hometown. It was like 106 degrees out. And these kids danced their butts off for like 3 hours in 106 degree weather.
Wow.
And we put that together with the dancing in New York, and then I did some of my terrible dance moves to go along with it.
I loved that you were dancing separately. I thought that was so adorable.
Yeah, I was like, I can't dance, but I want to join in on the dance. Yeah. The dancing.
I love it because we have this video where you see it's different people of all ages mm-hmm. dancing and really just feeling good. And then we have you who's like, I don't care that I don't know this choreography. I'm just going to feel good over here.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really beautiful and empowering video.
Thank you.
I love everything about it. On the other side, not that I don't love it, but on the other side that it's not the same kind of video, your Call Me video.
Yeah.
Where did this idea come from? So it's you and you're being stalked by this donkey.
It's actually based off of something that actually happened to me.
You were followed by a donkey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was terrifying. No, I wrote that song. I met this person mm-hmm. who I was in the middle of getting my master's degree. I doubled up on master's courses, and I had tons of work to do. I think I was working, and I was going through some personal stuff, and this person just started calling me excessively, mm-hmm. like call, and then if I wasn't answer, text, and then he'd start to get angry, and then he started showing up places that I was at, and it wasn't good. It wasn't a good situation.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
It's fine now, but I was so frustrated when it happened that my outlet was to write a song about it. And that's typically what I do these days, is I feel a way and then I write about it. And
wow. And so then you made the video to just match it.
When I was thinking about what do I do for a video for this song, mm-hmm. I was like, well, I might as well just tell the story and give it a happy ending so it's not, like,
right.
totally weird and depressing. But
he finds his own stalker.
Right, exactly. She had been stalking him the whole time.
And I thought that was so adorable. Yeah. I like that everyone ends up happy. Yeah. Do you plan to, because you said that, you know, things happen to you and you write songs about it. There's a very well-known musician who happens to do this. Taylor Swift.
I thought that's who you're going
to
say.
Happens to do that. Do you think that you will continue letting out your frustrations?
Yeah. I mean, for me, writing music is therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good or bad, it's easier to write negative things than it is to write positive, because it's like, I don't know, I guess if you're writing statuses on Facebook, it's probably easier to write what you're frustrated about mm-hmm. or what you're upset about than it is to write, I'm having such a good day today.
That is true. Yeah.
So, I do push myself to write positive, and I want positive messages and positive music because that is important to me. So, yes, I think I will continue to write based off of my emotions and things in my life, but I also it probably already has scared a lot of boyfriends off to, like, I don't want her to write a song about me, but
Well, I just tell them, mess up.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, well, if you don't give me anything to write about, then we won't have a problem.
Exactly. I like that you want to keep it positive and inspiring. And I know that that being a good role model for young girls and promoting a positive body image is really important to you.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about why it matters?
Of course.
Because it does. And I think it's really wonderful that you're, you know, taking a lead on it.
Yeah. So for me, I started gaining weight probably when I was like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was on diets starting at like eight to 10. I started dieting, and I'm still a child. I mean, and so for me, it was very hard to manage, and it was hard to be that kid, the chubby kid at school, and wanting to fit into Hollister clothes, and Hollister clothes definitely did not fit me. Mm-mm. And of course, you know, when you're that kid and you grow up with a chip on your shoulder, and you would prefer to hide yourself than to show yourself, and so for me, I had a breakthrough moment, and I had actually lost some weight. I had a breakthrough moment after I lost some weight, where I had a realization, like, I was confident at that point because I had taken some weight off.
Yeah.
But I was walking around confident. And what I realized in that moment was that it didn't matter if I was skinny or big or I looked terrible that day. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. What matters is how you're feeling on the inside. And my perspective changed. Mm-hmm. Because I started walking with my head high. And no matter if my outside changed, fluctuated, or on the outside appearance changes, as long as you're feeling like you accept yourself on the inside, it emits.
Yeah.
And that was the turning point for me. And I realized that it all started from within. And I am so incredibly happy to watch the industry today. And because growing up, the industry was totally different, which is why I thought I couldn't do it. I was told by the media that you had to look like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. That's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And but now you have Meghan Trainor, you have Adele, you have Ashley Graham, you have these amazing women who are fearless. Mm-hmm. And I named my album Proof because it was proof to myself, really, that I told myself for so long that it wasn't something I could do, that other people told me it wasn't something I could do. And I named it Proof because I finally did what I told myself I couldn't do.
Yeah.
And it's so moving for me that I want other people, and it's not about weight. It's really not. I mean, it's a little bit. Like, for me, it's about weight. But for somebody else, it could be about their smile. It could be about their hair. It could be about anything. Mm-hmm. It could be about clothes. Everybody has their own battle. Everyone has something that they don't like about themselves. And so, for me, I want other people to see through me and maybe through other people who are doing it, they can be fearless too.
Absolutely. And I think that it's really great that you're out there and you're doing it, and you have your proof, and it is great. And if anyone follows you on Instagram, we see that you are kicking butt and taking names, and you look amazing. And I think it's really wonderful to have a role model like you out there.
Thank you.
I think it's so amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell people where to find you on Twitter and Instagram and everything, and where they can listen to your music?
Of course, yes. I am on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and SoundCloud, mm-hmm, and Tidal, wherever you want to find me. My name is Shell, that's C-H-E-L. You can find my social media handles. Most of them are Music by Shell. And my Facebook is just Shell.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shell, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And you can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Yael Teagiel. Also, I have a podcast called Intimate Interrogations. It's free on iTunes and Stitcher. Check it out if you're an adult. and we'll see you next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.